Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Today is the 28th of June 2020, and I received some film footage from a friend in America, and this film footage is supposed to be from about a week ago, and it's from a Mercedes-Benz outlet in Oakland. And what you're about to see is some of the damage that's been done by blacks, and apparently this has not been reported on the mass media. So you'll see what they went and did at this Mercedes-Benz outlet. They went and smashed up all these expensive cars, and if you look carefully, it looks as if they're even walking around with pistols, firing into the cars, and then jumping on the cars, etc. And eventually, the entire building seems to be burned out. So that is now as a result of this George Floyd riots. All this Jewish liberal-induced nonsense that people are looking at and that we know is totally staged. So for me, it is absolutely hideous to look at this stuff. Anyway, watch this. And then there's another short video that somebody in Germany made a few years ago. I'm not sure the exact year when this was done, but they put a title on the top of it which says Danke Merkel, thanks Merkel. And you see a black guy walking around with a piece of a tree, and he's smashing up all the cars of these German people. And I looked more closely at the film footage and the license plate numbers, and this happened in Bavaria. And you'll hear the voices of the German women in the background as they're watching this, as they're astounded that here's this black just walking up from car to car, just smashing everybody's vehicle and damaging it. So watch it. So the one piece of film footage is from the United States in 2020, and the other one from Germany. I'm not sure exactly when, but it's a few years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I don't know. Watch it, and my comments will follow. So there you have those two pieces of video, one from the USA and one from Germany. For me, it's very sad to see the stuff of civilization being destroyed. And I look at things with the view of efficiency and value, and I ask myself, what is the value of life? What is the value of property? When I was younger, I was stupid, and I used to think that life has got infinite value. But in Africa, life is actually very cheap. They can kill you for a couple of rands, a few dollars. And they kill each other also for very little reason. My own view from here in Africa, as I've studied our history and observed everything, is that the worst idea ever conceived was black rule, black politics and black government. Dumbest idea ever thought up. Either the dumbest idea ever thought up or the most malicious idea ever thought up. No white person would have thought of it to begin with. Here in South Africa, where I've lived now for almost 40 years, it's much more advanced than any other country in Africa and much more advanced than Rhodesia, where I come from. When I used to watch the riots here, I would just shake my head, because in Rhodesia we didn't have riots like this. In Rhodesia things were much more controlled. Blacks did not try riots often there. It was very, very rare, if ever. But here in South Africa, when I got here, thanks to liberals and Jews and communists and the mass media, riots and smashing and burning and killing was a common thing, and it just became more common as time went by. This is in the 1980s into the 1990s, and here we are in 2020 and it's still happening. I remember as a kid in Rhodesia hearing about the Soweto riots in 1976, and we in Rhodesia were amazed by these sudden riots in South Africa in 1976. We'd never seen anything like it. And Rhodesians were even remarking to each other, they were saying, maybe South Africa's going to collapse before we do. I'm serious. That's how Rhodesians viewed the stupid Soweto riots. And the Soweto riots were completely idiotic. They were about language. The riots were apparently because the black children had to be taught in Afrikaans. Something along those lines. So there too, they were busy smashing things, all because they apparently had a problem with Afrikaans. But look at you people overseas. I'll bet you that all of you, especially Americans, I bet that you all thought that if you'd listened to liberals and Jews, that if you treat the black man well, and you're kind to them, and you give them all these opportunities, that as long as you don't treat them like the racist whites of Africa, that these blacks are going to be sweet and kind and nice, and they're not going to be like those blacks in Africa who were apparently maltreated by the whites. So it must come as quite a shock to many Americans to see that after spending trillions of dollars, and in my discussions with many Americans, they agree, and they've said it themselves, that the white U.S. taxpayer has paid not billions, not hundreds of billions, but trillions of dollars to these stupid, worthless blacks and all the freebies that they get. And so you'd think after trillions of dollars, lots of liberalism, lots of opportunity to say their stupid say and to make their stupid arguments, you would think that they don't have anything to complain about. Yet, you can see that for the slightest thing, that they start smashing things. Of course, this whole George Floyd thing was organized and orchestrated just like these things are in Africa. In fact, I actually found some video footage, which I'll put in another video, where you have a white Antifa guy, and he openly tells people with a loudspeaker, he openly tells them communism is coming. So here we are sitting in 2020, and some stupid white punk, probably with a university education I might add, is busy telling you that communism is coming. He's talking in the same way that the Jewess Rosa Luxemburg was talking in Germany back in 1919 or 1923, talking all the same shit. The same shit that Julius Malema has spoken in South Africa, that Robert Mugabe spoke in Zimbabwe. and that many other blacks have spoken across Africa. And you should ask yourself, you know, why is this coming to America? What's this got to do with America? Well, problem is, those Jews, wherever those Jews go, there's trouble, man. And I've had many, many discussions with liberals here in South Africa. Liberals in South Africa, liberals outside South Africa, Jews. I've spent thousands of hours talking to these people, I tell you. And in the end, after all these years, I've concluded that liberals have got no argument at all. That whatever liberals and Jews tell you has no meaning. It has no meaning. Everything they tell you is not only not true, but they have no solution to any problem, and everything that they tell you is not the way things really are. And all the promises they make to you will never come true. They used to say here in South Africa, they used to tell the whites, when the whites were debating these liberals and Jews, they used to say to the whites, well, you see, black rule isn't going to be a terrible thing because we're going to have the legal system, we're going to have law and order, things are going to be done properly. And so they talk their shit about how things are going to be. And then the whites say to them, but, you know, how can we be sure, you know, that the legal system's still going to run? You know, aren't these guys communists, etc.? And these liberals and Jews, they're always telling you, no, no, you got it wrong, you don't understand. Meanwhile, as always, the white man has got it right. And now you see that all the things that they've been telling you all these years, oh, you must treat the black man better, and, you know, don't make the black boy angry and let them do their thing. After all these years, you see that all those words were empty. Now, a very important thing I must add with regard to the American situation is that many whites will be looking, as we used to do, they'll be looking for black leaders who are sane, and they'll be looking for black leaders to come out and say, well, you know, this is wrong. You know, maybe guys like Walter Williams or some other conservative, some conservative black. I want to tell you from our own experiences here, we spent lots and lots of time dealing with black conservatives, black liberals, black moderates, all kinds of decent sounding blacks, black Christians, yeah, lots of dealings with black Christians. And I want to tell you something, that you will find that all these people are worthless, absolutely worthless, worthless as worthless can be. You can put them on TV and they'll come and they'll talk their stuff and they'll sound sane and they'll sound like any white man. And you'll say to yourself, yeah, yeah, there we got a reasonable black man. We can work with him. Well, the one thing you will find is that none of the black leaders and the black wealthy and black generals and black officers and black senators and black congressmen, you will never find that any of them rush over to the blacks and tell them angrily, hey, stop your fucking shit. Stop your fucking shit. You're destroying the country, you fucking morons. Stop it or we'll shoot you, or stop it. And, you know, some kind of firm stance. Confront them. Stand in front of them and say, hey, you fucking idiot. Cut that out now. You're destroying this country. Don't you see what you're doing to this country? And look at what you're doing to these white people needlessly. Let me tell you something. You will never, never find blacks who will do that. Out of all of those millions of good blacks, you'll never find any of them standing up and being firm and stopping the crazy ones that are listening to liberals and Jews. You'll never find them stopping them. Instead, it will always fall upon the white man that he's got to make decisions, even though he's been told you mustn't. So, I just want to tell you, we dealt with blacks up to our eyeballs. And all the things we've told you about the blacks from Africa, Don't think we've just run into one black or two blacks. We've seen and dealt with thousands of them. There are so many of them. And we've worked with them, dealt with them, listened to their complaints about the things in their stupid lives, listened to their idiotic problems, listened to their idiotic complaints, to help them with their stupid, worthless lives and problems, tried to figure out ways to make them productive. We've done all these things to death, man. And we in Africa, we're not making this shit up. We're just telling you how it is. We're just doing what whites everywhere do. We just tell you straight off how things really are. And you'll see that we've not been exaggerating about these people. And when I look at these blacks going and smashing the cars, notice those blacks in America using guns, using various things to smash the cars. All the things that they've got, even their cell phones. Here in Africa, I'd look at these blacks and I'd say to myself, everything that works in the lives of these stupid people, everything comes from white people. Everything. Those guns they're using, the cell phones they're using, the clothes they're wearing. Now, barely 100 years ago, a little bit more than 100 years ago, those same blacks in Africa were wearing animal skins. It's not long ago. It's only a little bit more than 100 years ago. They were wearing animal skins, man. When I was a kid, they were living in huts. There were so many of them living in huts that it never occurred to me that there would be a time when I'd be in another country and I wouldn't see huts. But those normal African huts made of clay and grass and sticks, we had those things on our farms, man. I walked inside those things. These people are idiotic. And in the days when I used to watch them burning up South Africa, I used to think to myself, this stupid political party, the ANC, the African National Congress, with Nelson Mandela, I used to ask myself the question, what do these people have that they're going to contribute to South Africa? What is the ANC going to contribute to South Africa that South Africa didn't have before? And to be honest with you, I couldn't think of anything. I just said to myself, these people have got absolutely nothing to contribute to South Africa. Nothing! And in the 25 years, 26 years of rule, I say to myself, still nothing. I've seen nothing. They brought nothing. Everything they got from the white man. Everything they do, they mimic the white man. Those blacks who were busy burning those Mercedes-Benzes, let me tell you something. Now that I'm older and I understand life better, I'll tell you that the value of a life is a lot cheaper than you think. And knowing those blacks, I would say this to you. Those cars have more value than those blacks' lives. And if white people were sane, they would have shot those blacks dead. If whites were sane, you'd shoot them dead. You wouldn't even allow them to do the damage that they did. The way that they have come to break infrastructure in South Africa, in America, in Europe, and the liberal is egging them on. These blacks are themselves cowards. And the fact that they don't get any kind of resistance actually emboldens them. Everything the Jew tells you is the opposite of the way it really is. So if he says to you, no, you mustn't resist, you know, because it's going to upset him. The Jew is lying to you. You must resist him. Do you know what these Jews and liberals used to say to us here in South Africa when the blacks came to power and the blacks were stealing and murdering like crazy? They used to say to us, don't resist the thieves. Don't resist them. They're just going to kill you. And your life isn't worth losing for the money or the goods that they want to steal from you. Don't resist them. But if you don't resist these people, then these people will say, but this works for me. And he's going to carry on doing it. And I want to tell you that you must resist these people. And that in the end, it doesn't matter how much whites retreat Whites can retreat until they go crazy, and it's still not going to work. Eventually, you've got to confront these people. Now, I saw that in one little town in California, whites did confront Antifa, and I'll still show you the video footage of that. But you're going to see that you have no choice. You've been misled, just like we were, into thinking that liberals, when liberals make an argument, that there's some kind of logical basis for what they're talking about, and that as long as you work according to certain principles, that things will come right. But the truth is that they won't come right. And I began to realize in recent years, I began to think about liberalism, and I came to realize that liberalism always leads to communism. Always. Always. And you can go and you can look at it in every country. When the Spaniards had the Spanish Civil War, before that, there were liberals. Liberals were busy stoking things up. You'll find that there's liberalism before there's violence. There's liberalism before there's war. Same happened in Germany, Weimar Germany. It's the same old pattern everywhere. Before the blood runs, there are liberals. And the only way that you ever fix things is with blood, I'm afraid. And when I look at these people and how they're carrying on and on and on, smashing things in America and Germany and everywhere else. France, they also tore up France a time ago. All these places, Scandinavia, and they're just smashing everything everywhere. And the infrastructure that they're damaging, their lives aren't worth the value of that infrastructure. Jews have completely got our heads in a knot, and we've got the wrong values. And I must tell you that these protesters and things, they should all be shot dead on sight. End of story. I'm serious. But leave these people to continue. You're going to see it's just going to make people crazier and crazier. I posted an article on my website that came from a liberal, and this liberal had written it, I think, in the Baltimore Sun, and it was about the 150-year experiment with blacks and what a failure it is. And a lot of people are saying that in America now, I see, that they're talking about this failure of the 150-year experiment with blacks. And this guy also even said that whites are sick to death of these issues. Well, as you're going to see, they're just going to carry on and throw it in your face and do this and do that, and they're just going to carry on with their shit, the Jew and the liberal and the communist, stoking all these fires until eventually the white man is in a corner and until eventually the white man takes charge again. And that's the only thing that I see. Like I say, white men with guns, that's the only answer there is. There is no other answer. There's nothing you can do. It's either they have got power or you've got power. And if you prefer to live with them having the power, then you must be prepared for all the nasty and unexpected things that could happen to you, like has happened to us here in South Africa. On the other hand, if you try and seize power and you have power for yourself in whatever form, military or political or whatever, at least then you can make the rules. But I tell you that as far as I'm concerned, the only adults on this planet are white people. Whites created these civilizations and all this stuff, and it's only the weakness of these leaders who are probably all compromised, blackmailed, or parts of secret societies and all sorts of other hideous little organizations, all these fakes who are running these countries. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have these problems. But because these weak, compromised, worthless dogs are in charge, now these foolish blacks, who otherwise would be wearing animal skins, are now calling the shots. But whites are the only adult force on most of these continents. And if we don't stand up and take action, I assure you, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And here in Africa, we used to watch, and whites would look at different situations in different countries, and whites would keep on remarking to themselves, okay, when's it going to get better? When's it going to get better? And we used to talk like that for decades. And you know what the answer is? The answer is never. It never gets better. Never. It never gets better. This is how it is. And these people just carry on with their shit. So I think in the long term, these blacks are proving that they are unfit for civilization, unfit for the Western world. And these blacks, just as I've said to you from our own experiences here in Africa, and I speak from all through my life, whether I was growing up on a farm or whether I was working here in South Africa, and I dealt with blacks all through my life. And I want to tell you, man, these people are not worth much. It's not that we maltreated them, it's just that they weren't worth much. And they came to work for us because it was a better system than them looking after themselves. They found that working for us for a pittance was still better than the stupid lives they could create for themselves. And nothing has changed. It doesn't matter where they've ruled, how long they've ruled, their stuff just goes down. I think it was General Robert E. Lee, I think it was him, who said something like, "Wherever the black man is, things are going down. Wherever the white man is, things are going upwards." I went and double-checked just to make sure I've got the right quote, and here it is. Robert E. Lee did say this. He said, "I have always observed that wherever you find the Negro, everything is going down around him. And wherever you find the white man, you see everything around him improving." And I will tell you that more than 60 years of independence in Africa and those words and observations of Robert E. Lee are totally true to this day. As always, the white man's observations and thoughts survive the test of time. You can have decades and centuries going by, and the observations of the white man remain true. White man doesn't say something today and next week it's not true. He can say something today and 300 years from now it is still true. In fact, I was looking on Occidental Descent, and I was looking at a piece where they were asking General Robert E. Lee about whether they should keep blacks in Virginia. And he was saying no. It would be better if if all the blacks could leave Virginia and be replaced by other labor. And let me just read some of the things he said. "And I think it would be better for Virginia if she could get rid of them. That is no new opinion with me. I've always thought so, and I've always been in favor of emancipation, gradual emancipation. And I think it would be for the benefit of Virginia, and I believe that everybody would be willing to aid it." And so he basically said, get the blacks out of Virginia. It's going to be better for Virginia. And the whites can live with whatever the problems are that come from that. So there you have it, man. That man said it so long ago, but he's not the only one. Lots and lots of whites have said these things. However, Jews need to get whites to believe that whites need others other than whites. That's an important thing for Jews, because Jews need to get into our society. They need us more than we need them, but they've got to convince us that we need them. And these days, as part of their nonsense, they convince us that we need blacks, we need everybody, we need the whole world. And so there in America, you people have this issue of places that are too white. There's no such thing as too white. White is good and too white is excellent. The only people who would have a problem with that are Jews and blacks, etc. But mainly Jews. So yeah, it's sad for me to see these blacks smashing things up so needlessly. But as all of you will see, that if you thought that you're doing better by being liberal and giving them everything, you'll see that it actually doesn't help at all. Here are these blacks who can vote, who can do all the things that a normal white American can do, and what are they doing? Busy smashing things, burning things. They're full of hatred. They're full of hatred after they've been treated well, given every opportunity, given all kinds of freebies. They're full of hatred at white people. Of course, the Jews have been sitting whispering in their ears, and the idiots have been listening. But it goes to show also that the blacks themselves are unfit for civilization. They are totally and utterly unfit, and it's no exaggeration to say that. Mind you, I also believe the Jews are unfit for civilization. They shouldn't be citizens of any country, any Western country. The Western world needs to get back to whites in charge, whites voting, whites making the rules, and get rid of all these others, man. But whites only have one weakness, and that is economic. And that's where Jews come in, and we need to talk about that. But yeah, very sad for me to see these blacks smashing all these beautiful places and beautiful things and damaging white people's property needlessly. But I'm afraid that it must come as a shock to white Americans and also now Germans and others to just see that these people come, they come into your country, you let them in. The Europeans, for example, haven't had a large black population like America, and so their blacks and non-whites have come in more recent times. And here they are busy smashing things up, showing anger towards the white man. And the white man just has to sit and watch. But these blacks are proving that they're not fit to exist. In the long term, these blacks have outlived their usefulness. They are incapable of doing much. They've got very little value. The Jew needs them as foot soldiers to throw against whites. But other than that, nobody really needs them. And maybe in the fullness of time, whites, especially European-type whites and whites who are atheists, will look at these people and say to themselves, do we really need these people? Because if we don't need them, why don't we just kill everybody? And I must tell you, that is the only thing I think of all the time. I think of that, and I say to myself, that is the answer. That is the answer. And everything in their stupid, worthless lives comes from whites, yet they are angry with whites, angry with society. And they are stupid enough to listen to Jews and liberals. And all of their leaders and their buddies, nobody goes and tells them forcefully, stop your shit. Can't you see what you're doing? No. You'll see all of these people are ultimately worthless. They're absolutely worthless. And it's only whites that are giving in. Whites are always the losers here. And until whites realize this. But as time goes by, we'll see more women being raped, more girlfriends being beaten and murdered, and so it will go on until whites have had a guts full of this. But yeah, I think there are some things that even the Jews don't want to put on the news, like that stuff in Oakland. And so, well, at least that's the information that I got, was that it had not been in the mass media. So yeah, these people are busy destroying your country too. And you don't have apartheid, you don't have colonialism, and they're destroying your country, and they're angry with you. That's the danger of these people. They're completely worthless. And what do all these people show you? They should show you that you cannot trust non-whites. The only people that whites can trust are other whites. That is the thing that I've seen myself. It's so clear. We whites need to stick together. That's the only thing that matters, really. Anyway, very sad stuff to see. And as far as I'm concerned, all those blacks that you saw smashing those things in Germany and America, if we were more sane, white men would be rushing in there, shooting them dead on the spot, even before they started. Truly, they've smashed so many things in South Africa. They've damaged roads. Every time they riot, they set fire to tires and things on roads. They damage roads. They damage everything. And I tell you, these people should just be killed outright. The way that this has been stage managed. You see, Jews stage manage black success and white failure. The whites are slowly stage managed into failure. That's what's happening here, everywhere. It's not normal. Jews have been at work. So yeah, very sad stuff. But all I say is get your guns, prepare for race war. It's the only thing that makes sense, and it's the only way the Western world can be saved. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-sharp.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.